filled one home with glee. But one now sleeps beneath the sun across the dark blue sea. That same fond mother oft times watched her children at their play. She never dreamt that one dear boy would go so far away. But that dear mother can be proud that she raised a son so brave. He faced the deadly cannons his country for to save. Oh, Whitneyville, my native home, the land that gave me birth. When but a boy thou wast to me the dearest place on earth. You sent one gallant hero forth across the raging main, where the cannons sing the song of hell and the bullets fly like rain. Did he hang back afraid to go when he heard his country call? He was brave, he was true, and he knew what it meant if the dear old flag should fall. He loved his native country, and his heart was true and brave. So he changed his home in Whitneyville for a Canadian soldier's grave. Oh, my heart, it was so very sad when I heard my comrade fell. For he and I were close schoolmates, and we loved each other well. We sat together side by side in the little country school. It was there we did the best we could to obey the golden rule. Oft times we teased the little girls and we made the teacher mad, but we took the bitter with the sweet, and a jolly time we had. When our country called for volunteers, my comrade, he did go across the angry battlefield to face old England's foe. He reached the angry battlefield where the sharp nose there did fly, and there he faced the enemy with a keen and a steady eye. The bullets whistled by him and close to him did go. At last the fatal one, it landed to my comrade, was laid low. Oh, how it grieved his mother dear when the news came from afar that her son was killed in action in the European War. But as the sad years roll along, go and do your bit to save our Union Jack. I know it is nice by the fireside on a cold and wintry night, and your cozy bed looks snug and warm, but what about the fight? Are you going to sit in your old armchair and let others do it all? Is it nothing to you if we win or lose, or in the battle fall? You have feasted on the honey of our native land. Now you are wanted at the front, and you will not take your stand. Oh, why can't you be like Walter Mullen, a man so true and brave, who laid down his life on the battlefield, your country and mine to save?